"Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is something that's worth meditation on a lot. Those words. How our Lord at this moment calls out to Saul, who was a really bad guy at this time. Doing a lot of bad things. And he says to him, "Why are you persecuting me?" Remember, he's persecuting the Christians, those people who are called a part of the way before they'd been called Christians in Antioch. Which is called the way. That's what Christians were. The way, because what? Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. So they were following the way, which is Jesus. But Jesus doesn't say, "Why are you persecuting my people? Why are you calling the? Why are you persecuting those who call on my name? Why are you persecuting those who believe that I am the way?" He says, "Why are you persecuting me? Why does he so identify with his people?" I think there's three reasons. There are three things which identify him with his people that we actually have here within our first reading and also in the gospel. What we see here is that, one, they're baptized. Two, they call upon God's name. And three, they receive his body and his blood. The body and blood of Jesus. We do those same things. Before St. Paul became St. Paul, when he was just Saul, what happened is we went to Ananias, and Ananias brought him into the fold. And what did he begin doing? The first thing that he did after receiving his sight is he said, "I want what you have." So he becomes baptized. Then it says that he spent time with the disciples who were there for many days doing what? Calling upon God's name, Jesus' name specifically. And what else would they be doing as a community of believers? But as Jesus said in the upper room, "As so often as you gather together, as you meet, do this. Mass. Receive my body and my blood." And so, brothers and sisters, as we're here gathering together, we're doing the exact same thing. That's why Christ identifies himself so intimately with us, because each one of us here is baptized. We are conformed in the very image of Christ, and so our identity isn't anymore Deacon Marvin, Father Burnaby, Sister Anne, or any of us. Our identity is Christ. That's the mark upon our soul. But also, we're men and women who call upon the very name of Jesus, meaning we have an intimacy of relationship. So deep is that intimacy that God identifies himself with us. Not just that we identify ourselves as with him, he identifies himself with us. Why? Because we're able to receive him body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. This is a message of encouragement. Whatever's going on in your life, sometimes we feel that we ourselves are unworthy, or we fail too greatly, or why can't I just get my act together? That's not the way God sees things. He sees us as ones who in baptism have been identified with him. Secondly, that there's a relationship where we can call upon his name, not just as God who's distant, but as Jesus who is personal and near. And thirdly, that we're able to receive his flesh and his blood, meaning that we're able to have his very life within us. First, thank God for that privilege. And secondly, ask for the grace to receive him worthily in this Mass? Because you can. It's not just that we identify ourselves as one who want to follow God, but as this passage from Acts says, God, Jesus, identifies himself with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.